Okay, we're live.
Okay, cool.
Welcome back to the bullshit. Oh my god, I've missed recording.
I know, it's
so
been a while.
Much. It's been like over a month.
We've been busy.
Have we?
Well, we've been trying to get shit together.
Been doing coronavirus depression and lots of nothing, and then back to work. It was hard to get used to.
Coronavirus work situation.
You got a hair. And then I moved, so we're no longer recording in the closet. We're recording in an office instead.
Yeah. This is like an office. I like it.
Thank you.
Love it.
Anyway. Hello. My name is Brooke.
And I'm Chandra.
And we're Craig's Angels. This podcast is the broiest and most cheating married people you can find in the Craigslist misconnection section. Let's get down and dirty. Today we are doing Alabama. I picked Mobile.
Wait, that was mine, was it not?
No, you're doing Birmingham.
Oh, yeah. Birmingham.
Birmingham.
Alabama.
All right. You want to go first?
I kind of wanted to see, like, some, like, cousin fucking, sister trading. I didn't see none of that.
I got some bro stuff.
Yeah? Mine's kind of, like, same old, same old. A lot of bots, though.
Yes, so many bots. I got one good bot post that I thought was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Do you want to start or you want me to go first?
You can go first.
Okay. And if I sound really nasally, I'm sorry. My allergies are really kicking my ass this week. And there's just a lot going on up here in my sinuses. Okay, the title of this one is Man I Slept With When I Was Pregnant. You and your wife were interested in me, but I came over when only you were home. She called and talked to us for a while. She knew I was there and told us to have fun. I was about 5 months pregnant at the time, and you took such amazing care of me and my body. We were in bed for hours. I enjoyed it a lot and would like to hang out again. You lived in St. Elmo down Argyle Road. If you believe this is you, please email me. Thanks.
I feel like, how did the pregnant woman have so much energy?
No kidding.
To go on for hours.
You're five months. Well, she probably just laid there.
Like me. Oh, goodness. Some guys are into, like, the pregnancy thing, though. It's like a fetish thing.
Yeah. It was very interesting to me that they talked on the phone with the wife. She was like, yeah, I'm a little busy. I'm stuck at work, but y'all go ahead. You have hours, so take your time.
Get her pregnant again. Double up that egg.
Science works that way.
No, I've seen something where, it might not have been real, but the girl had sex within like a short period of time with two people.
No, that can happen.
So, I wasn't sure if she had twins that were by different dads, or if the one kid, like, was, like, 50-50 dad or some shit. I don't remember. It was something weird, but
twins,
I think it was twins.
And they get fertilized by different sperm. Yes. Yeah. But that would have to be in a very short period of time.
Yeah, like, she was fucking for real. That was a gangbang right there.
Probably. Mm. It happens to cats a lot.
Little whores.
Hey, man, you just do what nature tells you to do.
Okay, I have one. This one is titled Naughty Uber. Always wanted to act as if this was my part-time job and picked up a couple and drove them around while they played in the back seat. The idea of a professional white guy in my 30s like me watching you guys while behind the wheel is a huge thrill of mine. This is why I don't like PDA. I feel like people are legit getting off to it.
Yeah.
I like.
So that's his fantasy, or
his
it's something
fantasy.
He actually does?
I don't think he's an actual Uber driver, but he wants to act like he's an Uber driver.
Hey, man, if the drive to the location is free, I'm down.
Facts.
Save me $30, and all I have to do is do some shit in your backseat.
that I would do
anyway
at home with someone, I guess. Drive them around, yeah.
It'll save you time because you don't have to do anything before you go to the event. You do it on the way there. You're saving money and time. You get to the event on time, good to go.
I like that.
Be like Beyonce's Drunk in Love.
No, that's Partition.
Fuck! Partition. No, you're right.
Same thing.
Ubers don't have partitions, though.
No.
We're not that fancy.
We are not on Beyonce's level.
No. Okay. All right. This one was interesting. I wanted to put this as a pure post, but because it is kind of pure, but at the same time, I was like, I got a better pure post. So.
Yeah.
All right. Title of this one is M4F. I've lived almost 30 years, never really got to learn how to kiss properly or go down on a woman. The few women I've been with were very intimately averse, probably because you sucked. So I never got the chance to practice. Was never sexually active until way after high school, and even then only with two women total. I'm looking for a patient woman on the smaller side who would be willing to teach me some very basic intimate things. I'll be very embarrassed, but I'm sure there's a way I could return the favor. Please. I'm so tired of being the butt end of some of the dumbest jokes in my friend circle. On the off chance folks from kink circles actually read Craigslist posts, I would really appreciate this posting being shared somewhere that could be productive. I really am just interested in learning these things, not just a one-night stand to get my rocks off. Hell, I don't even need to be satisfied in any way myself. That's it. I felt bad.
He just wants to figure it out?
Yeah.
Maybe he should watch some porn.
That's not how to learn.
But also that.
That's not how to learn.
Yeah, start doing porn moves.
Don't do that.
Slapping titties.
shoving your dick down someone's throat.
Yeah, or in an ear.
Nope.
No, thank you. That is kind of sad.
Yeah.
Mm.
It happens.
It's not that hard. Maybe he's like embarrassed because he doesn't know how to, so he doesn't want to try to hook up with someone random.
Yeah.
Maybe he wants someone to know that he's not experienced. I don't know.
Without telling, like, he wants them to know ahead of time without going through the embarrassment of being like, by the way,
I suck.
I don't know what I'm doing.
I'm trash in bed. I want to drink too. It's just really loud.
But you know, everybody has different likes. I think the most important thing in like in bed is communicating. Like if somebody goes down on you and you don't like the way they do it, just tell them to do it differently. That's
See,
it.
Yeah, I'm not good at that. I will sit there and just be awkward. I was really just talking to one of our managers about that. She was talking about how she didn't like oral till a lot later, and I was like, that's because it probably wasn't good. She said it was awkward. That's how it feels. Like, when it's not good, it feels, like, really awkward. And I was like, "That it wasn't good. That's why you didn't like it." That's how I feel. But when it's not good, it's just like, oh, please, stop that. You just kind of lay there, you know what I mean? Checking your
watch. No, tell them what to do.
Oh, no, I'm...
You gotta... be a little assertive. You're so assertive, except in that way, huh?
No, I'm not gonna be like, oh, don't do that. I don't know. Unless I don't like it. Like, if I don't know how to explain it. If it's something I don't want to do, I'm gonna be like, no. But if it's just not good, I'm just gonna be like, okay, just not come back over here.
Okay.
No, I mean, this one, I don't really know what's going on, but we're gonna read it. This one is titled, Who Likes, in parentheses, I'm a Woman. Totally miss spontaneous adventures. I would consider myself a Snickers cheesecake. LOL, with a strawberry on top. LOL. Cheesecakes can be a little pricey, but I'm sure I'm worth a bite. Nothing like an exotic, delicious cheesecake.
Yeah, cheesecakes are so exotic. Wow. I don't know what...
Is cheesecake expensive? Like,
I mean, it's not...
Is this like a sexual thing? I don't know.
It's not cheap, but I think
she... What's the strawberry on top?
I don't know.
Okay.
This whole thing is confusing.
She has red hair.
So is Snickers?
Oh, I consider myself a Snickers cheesecake.
Snickers cheesecake. Yeah. I think personally, if I was going to be any type of cheesecake, I don't even know. A white chocolate? What's the whitest cheesecake? Regular cheesecake.
It's regular cheesecake. No graham cracker crust.
No crust at all.
Oh, she puts her texts. Everyone in fucking Alabama has a kick.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay. I picked this one because it doesn't make any sense. So we're gonna try to decode this.
Okay.
The title of this one is Yes, Jealousy. You knew how I get when we smoke. If I got horny and not let have my finish, I'd be stuck looped out in an intense focus. You got jealous because you have what you have not through beauty nor love, but need of the drugs you give them, need of the board you let them keep. You got jealous because though I'm single, I don't have real need of you, and though I'm single, you can feel your partner's attraction to myself. Yes, the feeling is mutual, but for me, it's purely play. You have been able to use this faulty code on me once, but since my code is both self-writing and correcting, you will never have the same exploit again. Love, your karma will come and you shall know destitution.
Are they smoking crack? What are they smoking?
It sounds like it. Your karma will come and you shall know destitution. That was the kill blow right there in that sentence. I don't really understand what's happening. Okay, so they get horny when they smoke. And then you don't give it to them, so they sleep with your partner?
I don't know. Need of the drugs you give them.
You got jealous because you have what you have not. You have what you have not through beauty, nor love, but need. Need of the drugs you give them. Okay, so, like, you only have people because you give them drugs and you let them sleep at your house. It's kind of what it seems like.
Yeah. He's getting used. And it looks like she's using him to fuck or something.
I don't know. Anyway. Then they compare themselves to a computer with faulty code, but then they self-write and correct their own code. So it's like, whatever. Okay. Anyway.
There's a lot going on there.
Into that.
And why did you put some Craigslist? It's
pretty interesting for Alabama.
Yeah. Okay. This one is titled, Can't Get Her to Respond. In Birmingham, Alabama. Cool guy here, still trying to get my lady friend to respond. She was full-chested and very cool. I doubt she'll respond to this either. Any suggestions? Any other opinions? She's not responding for a reason, right? So yeah. Why did he go to Craigslist?
He must not be as cool as he thinks.
Yeah, not that cool or fun.
The title of this one is...
If your man wasn't texting you back, would you go post on fucking Craigslist?
It's my last ditch effort. Please.
He blocked me on his emails.
That would be you. No, that would be sad.
That's the opposite. Motherfuckers. They do that.
They do.
Females do that too. Go straight to the email. You blocked me.
It's the only thing you forget to, yeah, block, to block people on. That's one of my sister's boyfriends did that. She blocked him on everything.
And an email.
And so he would like email her. I'm like, please, I'm so sorry that I was such an asshole.
Yeah.
Please come back. You're everything I want. They always say that. But they ain't treating you right. They ain't treating you right. It ain't gonna change.
Big facts.
Okay, the title of this one is Something Sweet to Three At. It's Eat.
Eat, yeah.
The three instead. I don't know why. Looking for something sweet. Chocolate, vanilla, or caramel. I can't take deliveries. Please invite me over. 51-year-old woman. Please show an enticing pic.
51?
Yeah. That reminds me.
I feel like that's so old, but it's really not. My dad just turned 51.
For our last show, when we did that live show, I had like saved a couple, and then we decided to do the best of or whatever. Mm-hmm. One of the ones I was looking at it earlier because I deleted it, and it was like, old woman looking for old man, da 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 da. And then she was like, I'm 35 and I'm looking for someone 60 plus. I was like, okay, you're not old.
Yeah, you're not old. But
so don't compare yourself to a 60-year-old because yeah. Those are not even like.
Not in the same.
I would say like middle-aged versus one foot in the grave.
60?
Yeah, sure.
I feel like 50 is middle-aged.
40 is middle-aged.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, most people don't die at 100 years old.
Yeah, we wish. No, I'm going to die before that.
If I can't wipe my own ass, please just
unplug. I'm going to get... Well, I already know I'm going to have dementia, so it's like... Unplug I might as well. The plug. I might
How
as well
do you
die.
Already know you're going to
have It runs dementia. In my family.
Oh my gosh. Brooke's going to forget about me. I feel like everyone with dementia turns and turns racist. Well, I guess they go back to their old times.
I was never racist, so exactly. I don't think it's going to come back.
Exactly. What are the coloreds doing in here?
You're allowed in this hospital?
Speaking of, happy Juneteenth.
Yeah, boy.
We're free. Again. I don't know.
Again. Hopefully soon.
Yeah.
We'll get there. Maybe. Eventually.
Boop. Okay.
Thank you for touching my titty.
Yeah. Well, you're naked.
I'm not naked. I'm wearing a bra.
You're asking for it.
Whatever. Am I asking for it when I'm fully dressed at work and you grab my ass? And you go, oh, your ass is so soft.
It is really soft and it's like jiggly.
It's fat.
It's nice. It's fine. This one is titled, Pantyhose Wearing Male, Misconnection. Me, 42-year-old male seeking a CD, crossdresser, or male admirer who also likes to wear pantyhose. I do not dress, shaved head and beard, just wear pantyhose. You, crossdresser, or someone who also likes to wear pantyhose. Misconnection, our paths haven't crossed yet.
Okay.
Guys love fucking pantyhose.
So both of them are going to wear pantyhose?
Well, he wears them, and he wants someone who wears them or is, like, a full-on crossdresser. One or the other, but...
Okay.
Or someone who likes to look at someone in pantyhose. He's going to wear pantyhose no matter what in this situation.
Pantyhose are nice. Keep everything,
together.
In.
Guys like that. Guys like... I used to see this one guy, and I'd wear like wear like my like a dress and like my stockings underneath, like I guess pantyhose. And he loved when they would rip. Guys are into some weird shit. He's like, yeah, it's sexier when they're ripped up and looking. He's like, let me rip them off of you later. Okay.
Okay, but you better buy a new pair.
They're fucking like $2.
I don't care. You replace it. Break it, you buy it.
I wear those one time and throw them away and rip them off of me.
All right, so I got a little bit of bro stuff. I got two.
Yours are long. I couldn't find any of that. Mine are like a few sentences, but you go.
The title of this one is, Are You Him? I'm looking for that guy who's not a girly man. The one who's very much a man and comfortable enough in his own skin to admit that sometimes we just don't get the satisfaction we need at the house or from that one who just won't or hasn't let you yet. And we... just have to go and get our wood polished or get it buffed in a tight hole. If you're that kind of guy and you need some relief, then I'm your guy. No talking needed, no strings attached needed. Just two guys being guys and taking care of business. It can be a one-time or regular meetup thing that is completely up to you. I expect nothing in return except enjoying the fact that I know you're enjoying that moment in time releasing that stress. If you're interested, I need you to send me a pic of what I'll be taking care of and be DDF and trimmed. I'm free in the morning from 6 a.m. till noon, and you must host or be able to meet somewhere. It's not exactly bro stuff, but I just thought it was funny that he was like, I need a manly man who knows that sometimes you need to fuck a man.
I mean, hey. I couldn't just do it with someone without speaking first.
I'm sure you would say hi.
I know, but either that, I don't know. I'd rather, like, chit-chat or something. Even if it's not, like, personal. I could just walk in and be like, okay, let's fuck.
Yeah.
You know, guys. As long as it's a, what did he say? Tight, closed hole? What did he say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get buffed in a tight hole.
Yeah. As long as it's, yeah. Drain the pipes. That is such a common thing.
Yeah.
And it makes me uncomfortable. I don't like that when I say that.
Draining pipe?
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's all over Craigslist. It's my turn. I'll do one that's kind of bro stuffy. This one is titled Gay Barber. I'm looking for a gay barber who will cut my hair at his shop or home. A plus if he likes to suck.
Nice.
Very nice. Is that some sort of fantasy?
Yeah. I saw one earlier that was like, looking for the masseuse that would give me a full body massage and then I would suck his dick in return or something like that. I was like, all right, I mean, I guess it's a way to pay for
it. Yeah, a good payment.
The title of this one is, You Need a Bro Job? Discreet DDF early 30s guy looking for my bro that needs a good old-fashioned bro job. Please be around my age, DDF, and able to provide stats and pics.
What's his age?
30s.
Oh, does it say that? Oh, mm-hmm. It does say that, early 30s. Mm.
You don't call it a blow job. When it's not gay, it's called a bro job, okay?
Gay, but he can suck my dick.
Sometimes you just gotta buff it.
Mm-hmm. And that's it. Guys are interesting. What is that? Scrabble letters?
I have no idea. To get people
to see it.
She posted this like a million times.
Well, I think they have it like that because you can't get flagged with those. Someone flags you, but just like when they don't put actual words. I don't know. This one is titled Need a Woman Too ... I need a woman to sit on my face and dominate me. Any takers? I want to feel your weight as you sit and bounce on my face and chest. Looking for height and weight proportional, no one over 145 pounds. I can pay if needed. 145 pounds is not that much.
No.
I mean,
if that's height and weight proportional, they're like,
everyone's going to be height and weight proportional under 145 pounds, I think.
Yeah, they're going to be like 5'4 or shorter.
Yeah. He didn't even.
Or actually, 5'4 or taller, because if you get shorter than that, then 145 pounds looks a lot bigger.
Yeah. Well, no one over 145 pounds.
That sounds like something that you'd be into.
I wish I weighed 145 pounds.
I don't mean that, but you talk about that a lot.
I do.
You do that at work. You're like, I'm going to ride that beard.
Yeah, that is fun. With the beards, it kind of tickles.
It can, like, chafe.
I guess so. Not if... Never mind.
If it's, like, short.
Yeah, well, I know what you mean, yeah.
Anyway.
But if you're wet, it's a fucking slip and slide. What was I talking about at work? That dude's nose? Yeah. He had a slip and slide face. I like that. Oh, gosh.
Oh,
gosh.
Can't take you
anywhere. Yeah, don't work with me.
Can't take you anywhere. Okay. The title of this one is, Let Me Know How I Can Assist. Looking for stressed male that needs a good massage or needs the melons serviced. Young, energetic, fit white female here to help you get your day turned around. Let me know how I can assist. And then she puts her kick.
The melons or melon?
The melons.
Melons, okay.
Which I was like,
the boobies.
Yeah, no? But this is a stressed male. What melons does a male have?
Oh.
I was like,
if his balls?
If your nuts look like melons, we have an issue.
That's a problem.
That's why I saved that one. I was like, that sounds medically fucked up.
Have you seen that episode of South Park when they all get ball cancer?
They're all bouncing
to get
around.
Weed.
Yes. They like put their nuts in the microwave or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah. And they're all hopping around on it like it's those little...
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. The giant like exercise ball but with the handle that kids used to play on.
Oh, God. Fun fact. Do you remember Field Day?
Yeah.
In, like, elementary school or whatever, yeah. Those bouncy balls, we were supposed to race from, like, one end of the gym to the other end. I was bouncing so fucking hard, I missed the ball and bounced on my ass and, like, I knocked myself out. I, like, knocked the wind out of myself. And I woke up in the damn nurse's office. She's like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I guess I'm fine. Where am I?
Did I win?
Yeah. I definitely didn't win. It was like early on. I was like eager to win. And I was like,
yeah. You have to lean forward.
Yeah, see.
And keep your legs on the ball. Like, keep it.
I was fucking.
You gotta
like,
keep it tight.
It's probably like 8. Okay.
We used to ride around on those like
scooter things.
Scooter yeah. things with the handles on the side that were just
the shit.
And you, you would run over your fingers.
Oh. No fingers left.
That shit hurted. Yeah.
Oh gosh. Okay. This one is titled Quick Release After Work? Question mark. Looking for working guys in their 30s that want a quick release after work on your way home. If you're headed out to I-20 East, hit me up. Just be drug and disease free. Hairy crotch is a plus. Mature white guy here.
Okay.
Aren't all guys' crotches hairy?
I mean, naturally, yes. Mm-hmm.
I get weirded out when they have it
completely.
Yeah, I don't... Mm. That's weird to
my mom used to be an esthetician. She whacked so many nuts. Like,
yeah. I can understand the bottom part.
But like around the base?
Yeah, I don't... About?
Yeah.
That's weird to me.
Hey, man. Whatever makes you comfortable.
That's true. I guess. I just realized... When I was reading this the first time, I didn't know that it was a guy looking for a guy.
It literally says it in the first four words.
I was reading it really quick. But like a hairy, well, I was thinking of a woman with a hairy crotch and that just after work,
ooh,
that would not be fun.
No. But
some people like that.
Yeah, we've talked about that way too many times.
Yeah.
The title of this one is Curiosity. I'm really tired of this gnat.
That's a mosquito.
Oh, God damn it. They're up in this bitch.
They in here.
The title of this one is Curiosity. You are curious and desire what it could be like. You are a woman and you're in a relationship that hinders and stagnates who you really are. Your passion is depleted. Your self-worth is nil. You want more than you have but cannot endanger what you have. You long for stimulating conversation, renewed passion, revived self-worth. You want to feel longed for, needed. Let's see where this can secretly lead. Sane, safe male here for female.
That's sweet, no?
He wants to get a girl that's in a long-term...
She's still in it?
She's in a long-term relationship and everything's kind of like dulled down now and boring. And he's like, let me make you feel good, baby.
Yeah.
I mean, why should it be no I get it. It sounds... Well, I... Just that seems like that's the situation. It's not a good relationship. The spark has died and...
How are you still focused with your dog?
I'm used to it. But oh, yeah, it's annoying. I'm sorry, my dog's barking in the background.
It's okay. Someone came home.
Yeah. I could put him in the backyard.
No. Okay. This one is titled, My Husband Doesn't Care About Me.
This is exactly what my last person was just talking about.
Yeah, that's I think that's kind of why I did this one. But basically, yeah. Okay. My husband doesn't care about me. My husband doesn't care about me anymore. He talks to people on Craigslist more than he talks to me. I don't even know him anymore. I have told him that this is hurting me, but nothing changes. So I figure if Craigslist is so fulfilling for him, maybe I should have a go. Anyone want to trade emails or something?
Ooh.
That is so toxic.
Going down a dirty road, girl.
That is so fucking toxic.
That's like somebody's like, I found out my boyfriend still has a Tinder, so I'm gonna get on Tinder.
Yeah, like,
y'all just gonna match each other. It's gonna be bad.
Yeah. It's not gonna end well.
No. Just end it.
Like, yeah,
it's
right?
Over. It's over.
Goodness.
Sorry, you're already married. That sucks.
That does suck, but that's not gonna help anything.
Nope.
Right. What the fuck is her husband doing on Craigslist? I need to know.
No kidding. I would be like, what the fuck are you doing on there?
Who wants to trade emails?
Message
her husband is the guy asking for hairy crotches.
The title of this one is, sorry. The title of this one is, I Wish I Didn't Hide From You. We met at Bel Air Mall. You were sweet and kind. I could tell you were with your friends bored. You sat at the table next to me in front of the Chick-fil-A, and we talked for what felt like hours. You told me you was gay and that I was cute. Wanted to tell you I was too and would like to get to know you more, but my friends came and I just said I had to go and it was nice to meet you. I wish I had told you I was gay and liked you too, but I didn't. Now I guess this is my only hope, but I doubt you'll see it. I'm nothing special. My life is a roller coaster. Every time I have a good moment or up in my life, something comes along getting me down and I'm tired of the downs. I want a good love story in my life, so hopefully this finds you. Signed, a hopeless romantic.
That's kind of sweet.
It was sweet.
But he should have shot his shot.
Yeah.
Took that shot.
He's gay and in Alabama, so.
Yeah. Well, if someone's like, hey, I'm gay, I don't know, but still, I understand. Oh. He needs to get out of Alabama.
Yep.
Or it's okay to fuck your cousin, but not okay to fuck a man. Cool. Oh, happy Pride Month. That's going on too. I just bought this cute little romper thing, and it has like a rainbow on the side, and like the whole thing is rainbow, and it has a cute little rainbow.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm waiting for it
to come in. Are they even doing Pride this year?
A good parade? No. Yeah. Probably not. Very likely. Because Corona. Okay.
It's possible. It's always possible.
I don't think I like that one.
I just have this last one and then I have a pure post and a haiku, so.
Okay. I have two more.
I mean, I have more, but they're just not that good.
Yeah. All right. This one is titled, Interested in Hanging Out With You. Looking for someone who has a huge package, winky face, to come please my girlfriend while I watch. Kick me. Oh, maybe it's two girls. Because that kick name is a girl's name.
Oh.
That makes more sense.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I guess some Either guys way. Like to get watched.
Cucked? Yeah.
Yeah. I have to explain that to people.
Cuck?
What that means, yeah.
I don't know.
Very often.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I thought everybody
And it's like adult this. People. People who should know these things.
You know, sometimes they just choose not to. People like to stay to their, keep to their missionary and...
All right. That's boring.
Can be good.
I guess. Everyone's different.
All right. The title of this one is, Who Can... Oh, this is a spam post, by the way. I just thought it was funny. Mm. Who can run nonstop Fahrenheit? I don't know what that means. I don't know. It has nothing to do with the rest of the post.
The titles for the bots were Make so no good. Sense. No, I saw something that was so good. I'm like, oh my God, it's going to be juicy.
Yeah, and then they're like, why are you wasting your time?
Yeah.
That's exactly what all of these say. Yeah. It's the same bot. Okay. Quit wasting time. There's not been an actual woman publishing here since the Clinton supervision. Yeah. The other one was like, since Trump was firing people on TV. Only factor you will find listed below are bot replies and the feds aiming to entrap individuals. You need to quit killing your time and energy or risk being used for. What about a little very good news? There is certainly a place which includes not been exploited, but still actually works. Go have a look at the full of everyday chicks that are looking nothing more than to change snaps and meet to bang. Everything you should do to search for it truly is a quick search for the name. There it is, right at the very best. Don't consider me? Please check it out now. It won't disappoint. Have a great time and stay well.
They literally were all like that. And yeah. They'd be like, oh, it's the feds and blah, blah.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Like all of them.
The feds aren't trying to keep people what from having sex. What was
your something bay or something like that?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep, all of them. And then I had, it was literally like 80% of my posts were from like that. Fucking bots trying to get them on the website. Well, it's Craigslist. You can't ask for much.
Pure post of the week. Is that bad?
No, that was fun. We need Brian to make us some kind of song.
Yeah, Brian.
Wow.
The audio quality is terrible because we're not in your studio. Thanks a lot. The title of this is Re-Wellness Check on Sue. Sue, I know you are immunocompromised, and it's been a while since we talked. I just want to know that you are okay. I've been thinking of you as a friend. Of you as a friend has the same condition as you struggled with coronavirus. I truly hope you are well. Reach out if you would like, or not if you don't. Love from M. Update, I saw your email and waiting for your response. I was happy to hear from you. I was like, aw.
That's sweet, yeah.
If that's your friend, though, why don't you have, like, their phone number or their email? Yeah.
Why did he update it?
I don't know.
Instead of emailing her back?
I don't know.
I didn't even know you can update it.
To let other people know, I guess.
Oh, so they'll leave him alone.
Yeah.
Maybe. Or just delete the post.
Gotta hold a Sue. You can stop fucking messaging me. All right. Ready to do the haiku song?
Mm-hmm.
Boom chica, boom chica, boom chica, boom chica.
Hi. Of the week.
Haiku of the week.
Haiku of the week.
Haiku of the week.
Love it. Who's this by? Haiku Critic. All right.
This was the like prompt for the haiku this week was like just a picture of a bee on a flower.
Okay.
And then there was a spider underneath, but that's irrelevant.
All right. Money shot. Flower pollen splitters? Splatters? All right. Money shot. Flower pollen splatters all over the bee's face.
I thought it was fitting. That was pretty good.
Okay. That is the money shot.
All right. Well, That's it. Do we have any updates?
Updates? No.
Oh, life is crazy. We're going to try to get back to a regular schedule. That's an update.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen our live, I never edited it, which is why we haven't done an episode in so long. Because we did a live on Facebook. We're probably going to start doing lives once a month, but we might switch it to Instagram.
We can do that.
Or something. But if you haven't seen that, we're going to post it somewhere eventually. Maybe we'll start a YouTube.
Maybe. I just don't know what we can say on YouTube.
I mean, we're definitely not going to get monetized, but it's another way to reach people.
We're going to figure it out.
Yeah.
I'm down for YouTube. Or so, what's the Switch?
Huh?
Switch?
Twitch.
Twitch.
Might do a Twitch. That actually
sounds
good.
I've been hearing about Twitch.
That actually might be a better option.
Multiple people, actually.
I can look into that. We only have 10 episodes, so it wouldn't be hard to just upload the ones we already have. And then go from there.
Yeah.
Do like video after that.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Because we look good in person, y'all. I promise.
Okay.
Not really, not right now, but
I look okay.
There. I can get there. Yeah, you look cute. I'm going out tonight, so I have a clear face until I'm ready to get ready. Yeah.
Do you want to pick a state for next?
Yeah, we can do that. What's he gonna do?
Hawaii?
Hawaii? I was thinking Hawaii because Annie. I was thinking about picking that this
week.
Let's
do Hawaii.
We can do Hawaii.
Sure.
Shout out to Annie.
Boop boop.
We'll miss
you. Congrats on the move.
Yes. Yeah, so we'll do Hawaii next week. You can find us on Instagram at Craig's Angels Pod. On Twitter at Craig's Angels Pod. You can email us at craigsangelspod@gmail.com. And yeah. We haven't gotten any reviews on Apple Podcasts yet lately, have we?
No. If you do use Apple Podcasts, if you could go on and leave us a review, type a little something something out, that'd be great. Share us on your social media would be amazing.
Yeah, make it funky.
Just want to like reach more people, get some emails coming in
so that
we can talk to y'all and about y'all.
Yeah. And I feel like our live was like really good. People commenting and stuff.
Yeah, it was.
So I'm definitely down to do that again. So yeah, okay.
All right, I guess that's it. Stay fucking weird.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.